I come from a northern region of Uganda called Lira District, and this is a region which has had a couple of civil wars. The famous Joseph Kony rebel leader, so
the Lord's Resistance Army leader.
So he's really destructed a lot of infrastructures, a lot of homes were all disorganized and crops and all that. The government, I wouldn't want to go the extreme side, but there's not a lot being done right now. So I came up with this idea. Like, I was actually studying civil engineering at Chambogo University in Uganda. So I decided, okay, let me try out something that would make me relate more with the people. That's agriculture. Then came this glorious opportunity to study agriculture in Earth University. In my early life, I became a refugee because the effect was so intense that everything was destroyed to down. So my parents...
In your home area in northern Uganda?
Yeah, in my home area in North Uganda. So we had to flee to the capital where life was still hard there, but you know.
So you were internally displaced.
I had to, hustle my way out through lower studies, secondary, and all that life.
And is that where you sort of first began to appreciate the value of languages and multilingualism?
Most definitely. Living in Kampala, well, where I came from, we speak Langi. Also, Lango is the native language there, but the Kampala, it's a bunch of all languages in Kampala, but the majority speak a language called Luganda. So I had to, reschedule myself and get to learn Luganda so I could communicate with the people, so there could be a better way of understanding the cultural differences there and how I could meet up corners in the streets of Kampala.
So having grown up there... What are you doing in Costa Rica? Obviously, many thousands of miles away, a very, very different culture.
Yeah, it sounds crazy at times when I tell people I'm in Costa Rica. They're like, really? You came all the way from Uganda to Costa Rica, thousands of miles far away. Yeah, right now studying agriculture, engineering, sustainability. I feel with these things that I've already started doing, I have a project called Unega Integrated Farm, which is in Wakiso right now. It's a rural zone. We are trying to implement modern agriculture farming methods like the peri-urban system. So we're realizing agriculture is one of the most polluting aspect or venture that has really caused a lot of global warming. So it's time now, and I call upon everyone to step up the game so that we try to implement these new techniques and technologies so we can better the agriculture and reduce contamination.
And how are you settling in Costa Rica? I mean, how do you find it, and what are the attractions of it versus home?
I had a cultural shock because Spanish culture is way far different from the African culture. So
did you go there speaking fluent Spanish?
No. I didn't speak Spanish. So the university has this program of when Africans come to the university, we put into a Costa Rican family for a period of 4 months. So you're put there, just imagine you're there.
So you're given a crash course at the dinner table.
So imagine you're there, you're like, okay, I'm hungry, so how do I say that? I want to sleep, I want to do something. How do you do that? It actually gave me a real view of my life. It made me real know my potentials and what I can actually do. So I feel this cultural immersion and languages can really help open up someone's mind and understanding.
Now, you've written about the value of what you call global citizenship. I mean, just describe what that means to you personally and why you think it's so important that it's as widely shared as possible.
Well, global citizenship, according to me, what I really found, I find so much important is that we don't have to be defined or, enclosed to these geographical definitions that our leaders have defined to us. It's a world where we are all free, we are all humans, black or white or red, we are all the same. So I don't see the idea whereby we should discriminate just because, you're an African, you're from Africa. I feel it's a global place whereby, and the brotherhood thing that we have to embrace it so that we live in more peaceful and harmony.
So what are your plans? I mean, do you ultimately want to go back to Africa and give back to Africa? What are your thoughts?
That is my long-term plan. Before that, I need to get the knowledge, I need to get the skills, I need to get the experience so that my impact in Africa would be impactful.
And are you confident you'll be going back to a continent that is improving, where genuine reform and genuine peace and stability is going to be a fact of life, finally?
I'm absolutely way, way, way much confident that by the time I get back, there are already going to be changes that will not need more, lots of struggling. No, I'm sure by the time I get back, Africa would be somewhere, my country would be somewhere, that it's just need polishing and implementations of certain skills so that the economy can boom.
And what are your impressions of the UN's role in all of that? Obviously, the UN is, you know, hugely involved in Africa and its future.
Well, UN being involved in Africa, I feel it's this ultimate opportunity and this feeling of which I feel Africa is not only left for the Africans. Africa is not this continent that they always call the dark continent. It's a continent that is being embraced by everyone, and UN is actually spreading the message so that we feel we are human beings. So we are UN is actually creating, you know, talking about all the issues that Africans are facing, talking about the benefits that we have, the resources that we have, and how we can actually utilize all the resources maximally that Africa is rich in.